This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast will be a blessing to you today. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for this opportunity to be here on the radio. Thank you for each and every one of the listeners, the broadcasters, those that have any part in this. We ask you, Lord, to help them, bless them, do for them as only you can. Lord, I do pray that you'd lead us and guide us, Lord. I pray that you'd give us hearts that's tender and soft to thy word. Lord, I pray you'd give us love for one another, faith, and help us to be thankful, Lord. I want to be thankful for all that you've done for me. I don't want to take it for granted, Lord. I want you to know, Lord, we appreciate you and we thank you, Lord. You've done great things wherein we're glad, Lord. I appreciate that 126th Psalm, Lord, where you've done great things for them. But you've done great things for us also, Lord, and I thank you for that. Lord, you could have left us going to hell, but you didn't, Lord. You sent your Son and sent the Holy Ghost to convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. God, I sure do appreciate it. And I ask you today, Father, to help us. Lord God, once again, just bless the listeners. We'll give you glory and honor in it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. Would like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, as well as the one in Romania. And then if you would, pray for the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria, and then all of the mission work in those regions also, Romania, Bulgaria, Ukraine. And those are the missions that we're predominantly involved with. And there's missionaries all around the world, and the gospel needs to go out. And so if you would, that's just things that's on our heart. I don't want to forget them, and I appreciate them that they give up of things here to go on the field. And I appreciate that. And I want to pray for them and ask the Lord to help them and supply their need. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you to continue to pray for them and pray for the youngins. I want you to remember them, these in the home and different places, not just in the children's homes, but Lord, all of this younger generation that's going to be facing it, unlike any other that I know of anyway. So just pray that the Holy Ghost would continue to strive with them, still seeing a few saved here and there. I had one here at the children's home just about a week ago, and I'm glad that the Lord is still doing business, and I'm thankful for that. We need the Holy Ghost to move, and people just need to wake up to the fact that we really need the Lord. We need him more than Republican or Democrat or any other worldly leader. We need him. The government's on his shoulders. And so anyway, just continue to pray. We appreciate you. I want to ask you to write us this week, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church.
Father's house.
To my Father's house.
To my Father's house.
To
Father's house.
Amen. Nothing like it. As they're getting seated, I want you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 4. And I'm glad to be in God's house this morning. I wasn't exactly sure this morning where I was going to start from. I know where I want to get to, but I didn't know where to start from. But sitting there, the Lord kindly put some things on my mind. I really had the verse on my heart, Proverbs 25:25, where it said, "It's cold water is to a thirsty soul." So it's good news from a far country. And I've been thinking about that. I'm glad we're in a place this morning where there's some good news. You can't turn the news on to any publication of it, and it's all bad. But the problem started a long time ago. And I don't really want to talk about all that bad stuff. I'm glad we got some good news from a far country. I want to preach on a little thought this morning. The Bible said in John chapter 4 and verse 1, it said, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria." I want to talk to you just for a few minutes on a little old thought that's been on my mind. He goes where he's needed. Amen. He goes where he's needed. I was looking at this. The Bible said in chapter 4 and verse 1, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples," the Bible said in verse 3, "he left Judea and departed again into Galilee." I guess refer back just a little bit. The Pharisees and the scribes and all of that crowd had a problem with John. John was over there in chapter 1, and he's down at the River Jordan. He's baptizing, and every time he's baptizing, the Pharisees and scribes sees their crowd departing from them and following after one that John preached and told them his latchet of his shoe is not worthy to unloose. So they come and they question him there at the River Jordan. And a lot of things taking place. But now they see that this man Jesus, he's baptizing more than John did. They see this as a great problem, and they don't want Jesus around. But what I want to say is this: Jesus goes where he's needed, thank God. And what I want to say is this: I need him. Oh, Lord God, I need him. I mean, Lord God, I need him, Willie. I need him. I need him. I mean, I'm like that song said, talking about that thief, though. I mean, I'm vile. I feel like I'm viler than he. I'm no good, but I'm glad that he washed my sins away. I mean, I thank God that he washed my sins away. Amen. Glory to God. I know in myself dwelleth no good thing, but I mean, I need him. And here's a situation where there's a woman. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about as cold water. I never seen this exactly like this, but the first six chapters of the book of John, I sat back here reading with that thought on my mind yesterday, as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank God. Now, I want to start here, and then I'm going to back up just for a few minutes. But I thought about this woman, and you know this situation. She wasn't a Jew. She was really a problem to the Jews, if you want to be honest about it. And she realized her life was a mess. And she couldn't even come. Most of the time, the women come to the well early in the morning and late in the evening. But she was so uncomfortable in her own situation that she come during the midday hours. But Jesus went where he was needed. Thank God. And what I want to say is she got some good news from a far country.
Thank God. He left out of Judea, come over to Jacob's well, come over here into Galilee, come over to a place where, my God, this Samaritan woman that was hurting and she needed some help. And I want to say something about this. Lord God, I thought about, he said something to her. He does something. He does something for her that nobody else could ever do, thank God. The Bible said, if thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him and he would give thee living waters. She's getting some good news here. She don't understand it all. And don't you remember how that was? First time you come into the house of God and they're up there preaching and singing and all that. You don't understand it all. You just know you're thirsty for something you don't have. You're just, you're like this woman. You're out of place. You're a fish out of water. You don't feel like you belong. But you know what he's doing? He's telling her, I've got something for you too. Thank God. I've got some good news. You're a Samaritan. You didn't come with the rest of them, but I got some good news for you. I'll give you living water. I've got something for you. Thank God. As cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Amen. I noticed something over in the book of John. John talks about water over there. John chapter 1, he talks about water over there. He was down there at the river. That's where the water is. Baptizing. That's a type of death. Let me just go through this real quickly. That's just a type of death. You're baptized. You're put in the water. You're gone. You're not seen. It's all over. We is all sinners. We is all under the curse of death. It's once appointed a man to die and after this to judgment. But John was there and his baptizing, and all of a sudden in John chapter 1 and verse 29, I'm talking about as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. John looks up and he says, behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. You know what he's saying? Every one of us should be dead. Every one of us should go down in this water and never come up, but there's one here. I've been baptizing, but there's one here, thank God, who takes away the sin of the world. You come over to John chapter 2. I'm talking about every one of these has got water in them. Jesus is over there and there's a place that they're having a marriage in the land of Cana of Galilee. All of a sudden the party's over. They have no more wine. But Jesus tells that crowd, go and get the water pots. Oh, Lord God, ain't that pretty good? Here's what I'm trying to say is this. As cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Here is a feller, and he's going to do some things for them that they'd never seen before. That's exactly what he wants to do with you. He wants to do things for you that you've never had before. He wants to give you a drink of cold water, and it'll satisfy your soul, thank God. Every time Jesus is dealing with water here, boy, there's an improvement. I want to say this, I ain't much, but he did make an improvement. You're looking at an old fella on the outside, and he ain't no good. He ain't never been no good. He's sorry, low down, more than you even know. But thank God he put one on the inside. Thank God. If you come over to John chapter 3, he'll be talking about it over there. He said, you can't be born of just water only, but also the Spirit, thank God. He gets to dealing with water again. I'm talking about his good news. I know this old man that's born in the water. I know this flesh, that's what he's talking about. He ain't no good. But thank God he come over and he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Thank God he took that same water. And changed it again, thank God. In that he gave us good news. Say, where's the good news over there? If you'll find out, you'll go on just a little bit further and read after he's talking about the water and talking about the second birth and all that. He said, even as Moses was lifted up in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's pretty good news, ain't it? I mean, here it is. You're in your flesh and you're no good. You're just like me. But I've got good news. You say, let's go on just a little bit further. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's cold water right there, thank God. He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He come not to condemn the world. That through, ain't that pretty good? He didn't come to condemn nobody, but that the world through him might be saved. Thank God, that's pretty good news. I'm talking about good news this morning. Look out here and it's all bad. Lord, this ain't the place to come and get bad news. Church ain't the place where you hear about the worldly things. Church is where you come and hear about the heavenly things. Lord God, you want to hear bad news? Walk out the doors. It'll meet you at the door. The Bible said, talked about Cain over there. Sin life at the door. It's waiting on you out there. You'll get in your vehicle, turn the radio on, and it'll be bad. You'll go home, turn the television on. It'll be bad. You'll pick up your phone, and it'll be bad. But you pick up the Word of God, and it's good news. Hallelujah. Here a woman is over in John chapter 4. I mean, I'm just going to run through these real quickly. I know I'm probably out of time already. But I mean, here it is. I mean, it's a bad situation, ain't it? I mean, she's done been found out. She's guilty. She's done run into the Messiah. He said, but I want to help you. I'll tell you what, when I was a little feller, I mean, well, let me say it's when I got saved. In a mess. Yeah. In a mess. Just a complete mess. And I'd get around where the Lord was at and it scared me to death. I mean, I was scared. Oh, God. But I found out he wasn't there to hurt me. Yeah, man. I found out he's there to love on me. I can't explain it, but I found out he had done gave himself for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. John chapter 5, I'll just go on real quickly. I feel like that every one of these, I feel like there's a man. I'm talking about water. Cold water to a thirsty soul. There's a man laying by a pool. Where he's at. He's laying there. Been laying there for 38 years. Been laying there, and every time the waters are stirred, Jesus walks up. Here he is by the water. But he says this. He says, every time the waters are stirred, he said, I have no man to help me. You remember how that felt?
Oh, God.
But you know what the good news was? Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? You come to the right place. Amen. You're in a good place this morning to be made whole. Amen. You're in a good place where he takes, he'll use these things and he'll turn them into something different. Amen. Thank God. I mean, that's pretty good news for somebody. See, that might not mean a whole lot to you, but you ain't been laying here for 38 years. Some of you have not found out. You're halt, withered, lame. Some never found out they're sinners. Some never found out they're lost, going to hell. But he come by. This man had been laying there longer than Jesus was alive on the earth. Say, well, why didn't he come quicker? He knew he was there. If he's God. Oh, he's letting him find out that water can't help him.
Amen.
That's the best thing ever happened. When I found out my mama couldn't help me, my daddy couldn't help me, the preacher couldn't help me, nobody else could help me, only Jesus could help me. That's good news from a far country. Say, what's the good news? He's here this morning. Yeah, man, he's here to help you. He's here to do something for you. He's here to talk to you. He's here to raise you up. You don't know how far down I was. God help. Whew. But you know what he done? He come exactly where I was at. He got down there where I was at. Whew. I'm talking about he goes where he's needed. Boy, if you need him, he'll show up. The Bible said he must need. So they run him off. That Pharisee crowd, that religious crowd, that legal crowd, that one that was doing right and didn't need him, he left. But he didn't leave without a purpose. No, he said, well, all right, you don't want me. I'm going to go where I'm needed. The Bible said he must need Joe. He said, I know where a woman is over here that needs some help. Boy, I've thought about that so many times. Because when I got saved, I was laying out in a floor out in Hoshnam Valley. And a big meeting going on. But the Lord knew where I was at. Just one. By myself. And he showed up. I'm going to go on just a little bit further and I'm going to close. I'm talking about he goes where he's needed. John chapter 7, verses 37. And the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, ain't that good? And when we're talking about this water again, let him come unto me and drink. There's the answer to all of it. There's the answer to this thirst. As cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. If you're thirsty, come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thank God. I mean, that's pretty good news, isn't it? Amen. If you're thirsty, come to him. Amen. If you're lost, come to him. If you have a need, thank God, come to him. Bible said, all that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the waters of life freely. I like that. I noticed that years ago, that word freely. That is the first word that all of these perverted Bibles changed. Over in Genesis, he said, shall you not freely eat? Took it out. And it's the last word that was changed. Over in Revelations, they took it out. But what I'm trying to say is this is in this blessed King James Bible right here. It's all free. He done it all. I mean, I'm not saying it didn't cost him. I'm saying it's free to you. Oh, there's a great cost. He paid the price. Yeah, thank God. That's good news, ain't it? You don't have nothing to pay with. I have no prize to bring. I have nothing. I have nothing to offer him that he needs. I have nothing to offer him that he had received. But he gave himself. Thank God. I remember what it feels like to try to pay it back. I remember what it was like telling him, praying, Lord, I'll be good.
I don't know about you, but I had ADHD long before it was ever diagnosed. I can't stay. My mind don't. Now, I got a one-track mind. It just don't stay on track very long. And they had a cure for ADHD back in the day. But I told the Lord, I'd do this and I'd do that. I didn't do none of it. I couldn't. I quit confessing my sins. And I started confessing the Son of God.
Amen.
You have to do it for me because I can't do it.
Amen.
I have no power to save myself. You're not in a place where you save yourself this morning. You're not in a place where you turn over a new leaf. You're not in a place where you do better. You're in a place where you find out that God's done it all for you. You're in a place where He'll come and sup with sinners. He'll sit with sinners. He'll love on you. I'm talking about good news. I'm talking about not getting what you deserve, but what He wants you to have. I'm talking about good news from a far country. Cold water. Cold water. I got to thinking about that yesterday and I Googled it real quick. The benefits of cold water. The benefits of cold water. It brings natural healing to your body. But I think the gospel does better. Amen. It brings life to your soul. Ye who are dead in trespasses and sin. Now hath He quickened. Ain't that good? He took that which was dead and breathed the Word of God in it. And it became a living soul. Thank God. Alive. Alive. But anyway, I'm going to let you stand to your feet. We'll go here in just a minute. But I thank God for some good news. Oh, Lord. There's plenty of bad out there, but the good news should be in here. I believe He's got a word for you. And I'll say something about that word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. His word brings forth life. Amen. Well, I want you to pray and remember the service tonight. Come back and be with us. Pray for all these that's sick. And be glad when, well, we'll have to get home to get over this sickness, won't we? But it'd be nice. Amen.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this morning. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.